Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is 2:34. Chad Hartman back here on the home of the Timberwolves, WCCO. Earlier this year, Glenn Taylor announced that he'd reached an agreement to sell a portion of the Timberwolves to Mark Laurie and Alex Rodriguez. And a couple years after that, these two gentlemen would take over as the majority owners of the Timberwolves. And Mark and Alex are kind enough to join us together. Gentlemen, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate you coming on. Mark, I'll start with you, and then Alex, you jump in on the same question. What do you guys know about the Timberwolves itself, the team, its history, and the day-to-day operation today that you didn't know back in May when the sale was first announced?
Yeah, I could take that first, Chad. I think just the size of the opportunity here. I think we appreciated the fact that, Minnesota, is a large and formidable state with a large population and very passionate fans. But I don't think, and I personally realized how much upside is really here, and the opportunity to win, the opportunity to create incredible franchise value and build a world-class organization. I don't think I knew how big the opportunity really was prior to buying the team.
How about for you, Alex?
Yeah, thanks, Chad. And I was good friends with your father, Sid, a legend, and always treated me so well when I came to play the Twins. So, just wanted you to know that. But
I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. As far as the franchise, I think for me, I knew a lot coming in to play as an opponent, but really, how passionate, how smart, how committed this fan base is, and really how thirsty they are to bring a big time winner, a consistent winner, and ultimately a world championship to Minneapolis. And I think for Mark and I, it's just been a great education process. I mean, what we're doing for the first 2.5 years is really supporting our ferocious leader in Glenn Taylor, who's him and Becky have been, marvelous partners. We look to get mentored from him. And at the same time, we have to do our job to educate ourselves, talk to as many people as we can, understand the market, understand the business. One thing that I think Mark and I have been pleasantly surprised is how strong the corporate market is with, many companies that are Fortune 100, and we look forward to be supportive to Glenn and to be an asset not only to the sports franchises, Lynx and Timberwolves, but also to the community.
Alex, how often are you and Mark communicating with Glenn, and how is that playing out?
Well, I'll tell you what, we're communicating. We're like two 10-year-old boys about ready to have a heart attack on all these close games, and we call each other. I FaceTime him, he FaceTime. I give him updates. If for some reason, we watch every game, but sometimes I may have a delay, and we're on the phone together, and it's quite funny. I think that's almost like a little bit of a reality TV if we had cameras on. But that's an exciting time. With Glenn, we have our monthly meetings, and we're constantly in communication. Ethan does a great job with Ryan running the franchise day-to-day. But, this is Glenn Taylor's team. It will remain to be his team for the next few years. And Mark and I are just trying to be as supportive as possible and learn as much as possible. But Glenn's been available for us 24/7. It's been a delightful partnership so far.
Mark, expand on that yourself, too, your interaction with Glenn and just backing up some of the points Alex made, and also if anything's a little bit different on how often you communicate with Glenn.
No, I think Alex said it. I think Alex and I are both very values-oriented, and so is Glenn and Becky, so it makes communication really nice. We both start from a place of trust, very open and transparent, and just lead with sort of kindness and empathy. That makes us all feel very comfortable working together. And we're, as Alex said, we're learning a ton more and more each day as we just immerse ourselves into the team and running the organization.
Mark, I'll remind folks, Mark Loria and Alex Rodriguez are with us, the two soon-to-be majority owners of the team. Right now, minority owners, of course. This transaction took place with Glenn Taylor in May. Mark, it also feels pretty good when the team wins, right? I mean, it's not guaranteed, but it's been a nice stretch of late. As Alex pointed out, a lot of close games, but a lot of games ending up like last night when another close victory over the Pacers.
Oh, yeah, it feels great to win 6 out of the last 7 games. And more importantly, it's not even so much about the winning itself as just the way they're playing. They're playing like a team. They're playing hard, great defense. Every possession, they're fighting. That's just great to see. You can't ask for more than sort of going all out on every possession. And it's starting to show up now in the win column.
Alex, John Krasinski is a very good friend, and John's a great writer for The Athletic, and I would encourage people to follow John on a regular basis. And I thought he had a tremendous feature on you and why Minnesota stood out to you, including going back to family ties. Can you just expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, I've been going to Minnesota for, I guess, 25 years now, and it's always been a place that I've respected tremendously. The fan base has always been, passionate, respectful. And, it's a very, very special place to me for a personal reason. My father left my mother and my two siblings when I was 10. And 14 years later, almost the year 2000, was the only 4 games he ever saw me play as a professional. And those games were the Minnesota Metrodome. And I picked that place on purpose with my ex-wife, Cynthia, that was quoted all over his piece. And it was a very emotional, very nervous, exciting, angry to a degree. And it was 4 of the best games I played in my career, simply because I wanted to show my father, here's what you missed out on. And it was, and in many ways it brought closure to my life, and is what's inspired me to, try to go out and be the best father I can, a present father to my 2 daughters. So it's a very emotional place, a place that I respect dearly. And, going back to Glenn and Becky, part of the reasons I think Mark and I kind of fell in love with the opportunity and it came together so quickly is you couldn't find 2 people that could represent the state of Minnesota as well and as passionately as Becky and Glenn. And that was something that kind of spoke to both of us.
Mark Loria, Alex Rodriguez with us from the Timberwolves. Mark, I'll start with you on this one. This was my life for a long time. I called games to the Wolves for 16 years, still kindness in my heart towards the organization. It's really the one team I still care about here in town. And I know from still knowing the league so well, the revenue challenges that this organization faces because of the arena. The arena has worked for a while, but it's one of the oldest arenas in the league that the renovations were worth it. But in the end, if you're going to match up in revenue for a fan experience to match up with the other teams and arenas in this town, you're eventually going to have to get a new arena. How soon do you think that is, and what is the path to get a new arena for this team?
Yeah, I think right now Alex and I, working with Ethan, Ryan, and Glenn and Becky, are sort of doing the foundational work. So figuring out, first of all, I call it VCP, Vision Capital People, and Alex and I started a fund based on this. But it's, what is the vision? Where do we want to be in 10 to 15 years down the road? what's the strategy for getting there? Let's get it down on paper. Let's build the org structure around that to support it. Let's go out and find the very best people in the world to fill those spots. And I can tell you we've got very ambitious goals, and we're just in the process of getting that all down on paper, as well as building the culture of the organization, like nailing down the mission, the values, the traits and characteristics we look for in people we admire that are part of the team, so that we can go out and hire the right people and get the very best out of them. And so this, we're putting in hundreds of hours, literally, on this VCP framework. And once we complete it and everyone's on board, it's communicated through the organization, we'll communicate it more broadly to the fans.
Alex, on the arena front, is it a tough one to answer? Because the reality is, at some point, and Mark laid it out, it's a global piece. But it's also an essential piece that this team is going to need a new arena. But when you talk about that, whether it's fair or not, people then worry that the team is going to leave.
Well, I think, you know, look, it's really important to underscore that this is Glenn and Becky's team, and they're the sole decision makers, you know, for the next several years. Mark and I, again, our job is to be as supportive to our leader as possible. We're thrilled with the opportunity and humbled by the opportunity. I think when you think about VCP, the vision, the capital, people, Mark and I, when you think about 15, 20, 30 years, we have a very large vision, a very clear vision. We're going to deploy tremendous resources to that. And our job is to bring the greatest people in the world, not just domestically, but from around the world, to come join this great organization. And I think when we think about this investment, I think that vision, I think, includes, hopefully, a beautiful building. It includes the best people and includes, you know, a world championship. And that's how we're thinking about it long term. How long, all the details, I think those things will play themselves out. But at this point, it's not our job to make those decisions. It's our job to get as educated as possible.
Mark, let's talk about where the team is at regarding the executive side on the basketball side. The organization, and again, as you two have pointed out, and you're right, that Glenn Taylor right now has final say, but clearly the two of you were consulted when the decision was made to fire Gerson Rosas. Sachin Gupta has taken over. He's been a part of the league for a long time. He's the president of basketball operations. Do you believe the organization has to affirm that he is the guy in any sort of permanent way? Can you update us on any part of this interview process? And do you see anything changing in this area while the season is taking place?
Yeah, again, I'll just echo what Alex said. You know, right now, Glenn and Becky are still the ones to sort of make these decisions. We're in the process of learning, spending a lot of time getting to know the executives, including Sachin. And Sachin certainly aligns really well with the values that we hope to instill when it's our opportunity to do so. He's smart, he's experienced, like you said, and just really, really enjoying getting to know him and sort of learning a ton at the moment.
Alex, how often have the players on the team reached out to you on a player-to-player basis, or has that part been overplayed a little bit, do you believe?
No, not at all. I think it's been underplayed, to tell you the truth. You know, this is something that Mark and I kind of kept talking to me about the process, and I didn't quite see it like Mark, but he kept saying, like, look, our young athletes are going to find a great benefit from, you know, talking with your experiences, learning from your mistakes, learning from the lessons, learning from, you know, how to be a world champion. And I think from Mark's point of view, they get to be, you know, with one of the world's greatest entrepreneurs, someone who's done it at the highest level. So I think both Mark and I provide similar things, but yet differently. And I think the beneficiary of that is our roster. So I've had, you know, more than a handful of players reach out to have, you know, one-on-one meetings and, you know, to commend them and the players, not only in our team, but all around the NBA and sports. These young men want a great, you know, a better life. They want to create generational wealth. They want to have a ripple effect in their families and their communities. And a lot of them are interested in making the world a better place, not just getting richer. So there's a lot of missionary great players out there, not mercenaries. And I look forward to sharing not only in my highs, but sometimes the greatest lessons I can talk about is, you know, some of my great lows and lessons learned.
Last couple minutes, we'll let Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez go, both kind enough to join us. The minority owners with the Wolves, soon to be the full-time owners of the team. Mark, the two of you obviously have been very successful. I've heard some talk from people saying that you may be looking to bring in another high-profile investor. Do you guys need to do that when eventually you take over for Glenn? Or are you good enough where you're at right now on the financial side?
Yeah, the plan is, and always has been from the beginning, is just Alex and I. So that we have no plans to bring in other partners at this time.
Mark, tell me about Tolosa. I've read about this a number of times. It is a remarkably ambitious project where you're talking about 50,000 residents living in an area in the desert where the first phase would cost $25 billion and the total cost surpassing $400 billion. How much of that is dominating what you do on a regular basis, and what else can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, that
I'm going to live there. I'm going to live there.
Multi. Yeah. that's a multi-decade sort of project. It's not something that's going to happen tomorrow. We talked about 50,000 people by 2030 and then 5 million not until 2050. But it really is more than building a city. It's really testing a new model for society that's more equitable and more sustainable. And it would take me a while to get into that, but I'm happy to do it on another call one day.
Let's set that up because I would love to learn more about it. Alex, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about the Hall of Fame. You are up for eligibility for the first time. Listen, columns are written about you thousands of times. You know that better than anybody. Simply put, do you think you belong in the Baseball Hall of Fame?
I certainly hope so. I do. But look, that's not my decision. I put both my best foot forward and my worst foot forward. And regardless of what comes out, I pray and hope that one day my daughters and my mother get to see me walk into the Hall of Fame. I'm over the moon privileged that I'm in the ballot. I've worked a lifetime for it, but you know, you got to understand, I'm also a young man that, you know, grew up here in Miami. My father left when I was 10, drafted number one at 17, was fortunate enough to make $1 million at 17. And, you know, then entered this world much like Kevin Garnett and others, you know, Kobe and LeBron. And boy, I wish, Chad, I knew now, I knew then what I know now, and some things would have been differently, but at the end of the day, I'm proud of my time as a Major League Baseball player. And regardless of what happens, I think the opportunity that God has given me today is far greater than any Hall of Fame, is to go out and be a Hall of Fame father, to be a Hall of Fame friend, and hopefully bring a world championship to Minnesota.
What is the one thing, if you could go back and change it with your career, that you would change and would put you in a better position to make the Hall?
I just think, I don't think it's one thing, Chad. I think is what Mark, you know, preaches all the time. And the VCP is the P part, is you got to surround yourself with the best people in the world. And you're an average of the five people you surround yourself with. So when I talk to young people, I really talk about, you know, spend a long time before you start hanging out with people, and the people that you surround yourself with is the single most important thing you can do, especially as a young player, as a young entrepreneur. People. That would be the thing that I would change.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on for an extended visit. Greatly enjoyed it and look forward to doing it once again. And best of luck to the Wolves. Continue their winning ways, just coming up with the Wizards tomorrow night. Thank you, sir. Both
thank
of you.
Thank you, Chad.
Mark Lowry and Alex Rodriguez from the Timberwolves. You want to react? You certainly can. 651-461-9226. We're back in moments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.